This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today, I appreciate everything you're doing. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers transporting the people around the country and keeping America rolling, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got to go right with the Epstein death and just remaining a mystery, because yesterday, late in the day, we found out that the warden of that prison was transferred. Two of the security corrections officers that were supposed to be watching Mr. Epstein were transferred because apparently the logs were falsified. They were not doing what they were supposed to do and making their rounds every 25 minutes. And there were some other things at play here. What say you?
Well, you know, this is really a major development, obviously, in this story about Jeffrey Epstein, because if they were not making the rounds as they said, that's one thing, but of course, to actually be falsifying the logs, essentially, well, that's something else altogether. And what will happen is that this will feed into, of course, a lot of people's, quest to know exactly what happened. And unfortunately, this feeds, so-called conspiracy theory.
It does.
And unfortunately, we're not going to have a very clean explanation of exactly what happened, because people want to know what happened, certainly for future reference. You don't want to have something that was available in that cell be used by another inmate in the future to commit suicide. So this is a very important matter, but the very fact that suddenly now you've got people trying to sort of cover their rear end, that's huge.
And there's a second autopsy going on requested by I don't know if it's a family of Epstein or the group or what it is, but there was requested a second opinion, and this is one of the most world renowned forensic people, that pathologist that's in there, that's doing the second autopsy, and we're waiting to hear about that as the results are still out, and all we're hearing is rumors. But Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel said the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein shouldn't have happened happened at all in the New York City jail, previously renowned for its ability to hold notorious prisoners under extremely tight circumstances. Now, not only was Paul Manafort there, but they had El Chapo there, right?
Right.
They've had Al Capone in there, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And none of this should have happened. None of it.
Well, of course not. And this is a breakdown of professionalism, obviously, at best. And of course, again, what it'll feed into is the idea of, well, why didn't the guards take their walks around? Were they just being lazy? Was there some other reason behind this? Were they, in other words, this is what people will say. And again, right now, all of this is...
Or were they getting paid money not to be seen as somebody else carried on whatever nefarious act they did? Because now, we've also heard a report from CBS News, this came in yesterday, and I believe we mentioned this on the program, that there were shrieks coming from the vicinity of the cell just before whatever happened.
Exactly right. And so, again, this is where the thought processes go. And of course, right now it's all speculation because mm-hmm. we're trying to figure out what happened. But all of that, I mean, this is happening within a very tightly controlled environment. If somebody was shrieking or screaming or the guards aren't aware of something that they should be aware of, it calls into question all of the different protocols. And again, because this is such a high-profile event, high-profile case that could lead, we already know some pretty big-time names that have come out in connection with travels to the island, these kinds of things. The very magnitude of this begs for a good explanation, and so far we don't have one.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton is on the record as saying that he only went to the island four times, but yet the manifest shows him being on aircraft going to that island at least 27 times.
Right, exactly. William Jefferson Clinton, and you know, this is really at the almost the tip of the iceberg, it would seem. A lot of people want to know, where were the rich and powerful going, yeah, and what are their connections to this?
And even though Donald Trump may have been a friend of Mr. Epstein, he never was listed on a log going to that island. Never. Not once.
Exactly right. And I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, the music is starting up in my ears, so we're going to put you on hold. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Fredo Cuomo. Yep, Fredo Cuomo, the new primetime anchor for CNN News, because he's in the news for all the wrong reasons and wishes he wasn't because of the stupid video that showed up about him. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Brute.
All righty, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming in there with a little Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I remember when that song first came out. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, regardless of what that pain happens to be, back pain, muscle aches, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, foot pain, wrist pain, arm pain, whatever, as you know, and you've heard me say this before, I have arthritis, and I have it because of various injuries that I've had over the years, either stemming from the military or from the fire service. And let me suggest to you that you might try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start if you've got problems and you can't seem to get rid of them, and maybe you're on some high-speed medical meds, and you might not need to be, because there's a natural remedy here that just might help you out. Now, in my case, not only does it reduce the swelling, but it also relieves the pain, and that's very important to me for the arthritis pain that I do have. So, for $19.95, you can start with the 3-week quick start program. It's $19.95 plus tax. You get it in about a week, unless you want to speed it up. Then you pay extra money and you get it to you in a couple of days or so. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Again, try out the 3-week quick start, $19.95 plus the handling to get it to you. And let me tell you something, okay? If it doesn't work for you, you're only out $19.95. That's not a bad deal, especially if you're going to get the opportunity to be able to get out from suffering from the pain and the discomfort that you have. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, Fredo Cuomo, went ballistic with a video that we've all seen. It was definitely a meltdown of sorts, and the video was very aggressive on the part of Cuomo. He wanted to get into a fight for somebody that called him Fredo. And by the way, primetime anchor Chris Cuomo said that the Fredo nickname is like the N-word for Italians.
Right, that's what he said, and of course, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when people are starting to sort of learn about what is this Fredo reference all about, and for those who aren't familiar with The Godfather, you know, the famous movie trilogy, The Godfather, it's a reference to one of the characters in the movie who's considered to be weak and a traitor and this kind of thing. So that's where this comes from in terms of that name, Fredo. But it's interesting, though, Captain, because even Sean Hannity, you know, came out and talked about this a little bit. And didn't like the idea that that Cuomo was sort of ambushed. It appears with the insult or being sort of called out in public, this kind of thing, because he's out there with his daughter and his wife and so forth. So Sean Hannity seemed to have a pretty interesting a perspective on it, simply because you know, you're a public figure and you don't want to be called out in public while you're trying to live your life. That's one thing. Now, the other thing with Cuomo, he's gotten very upset about, and he's saying this is like an ethnic slur. So we're going to have to see kind of where this goes. I don't think a lot of people think of Cuomo as being an ethnic person, quote unquote, in the sense that that would be an insult to him, but probably the insult is there because of the kind of character it represents.
You mentioned the movie The Godfather, right?
Oh, yes.
You ready for this?
What's that?
Hey, Fredo, what do you mean you don't want to do it? Come on. Come on.
Very cool.
But anyway, cool. Yeah, but anyway, and that was Marlon Brando that was in that with Al Pacino. But anyway, you know, Cuomo himself on one of our sister stations, AM 970, The Answer in New York City, about 7 years ago called himself Fredo.
Right, exactly. So, and of course, we're in such a charged environment where just about anything can be interpreted or someone could take offense at this kind of thing. And certainly, I mean, you know, it's not nice. You don't want to, it's not nice to insult anybody, you know, out in public and so forth. You might have disagreements and so forth. And, sometimes there are better ways to get your point across. And, you know, he seemed to kind of get pretty upset at that whole thing. And, I guess you got to be in that position to really understand exactly what was going through his mind.
And it was no reaction at all when this CNN Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, used the word Fredo on his show, which he did. There was no reaction at all. And, you know, Fredo compared fake news to the N-word. I mean, that's the flashback. That just that doesn't make any sense. And CNN, by the way, is declaring Fredo as an ethnic slur. But their guests on CNN frequently use it on the air.
Right. Oh, exactly. And again, see, as I was saying, in this sort of charged environment, it's easy to sort of latch on to something. And unfortunately, you know, and especially, you know, comparing this kind of thing, to the N-word, you know, it seems to be pretty extraordinary. And I think there will probably be a little bit of resistance and blowback on that particular statement in and of itself.
Well, here's where you know you've made an impression when you got the little guy with a big mouth trying to remain some sort of, keep some sort of dominance in the scheme of things. And that's the never Trumper, Anthony Scaramucci, who agrees that Fredo is quite the racist word to use.
Well, right, and again, I think it depends on who you're talking to and sort of where they're coming down on this whole thing. You know, and again, this is all kind of new to me to begin with. I just, I wouldn't, I don't, I don't think of ethnic slurs when I think of Cuomo over on CNN. It never occurs to me. I've heard, you know, some of his programs and these kinds of things, but you have the way things are perceived. But ultimately, you know, it's if someone's out in public living their life, we don't scream at them.
And here's the new CNN contributor himself, Anthony Scaramucci, on with Anderson Cooper. Here's this discussion.
Of racism, I know in the past you have said you believe the president's not a white nationalist or white supremacist, but I think you made the point that he is making a play consciously using some words. Is that right? That he's essentially playing to that audience for political reasons?
He's trying to be too cute by half. He's luring that out there. He wants to trigger everybody with that. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, he treats people like objects. So there's no way he's a racist, because when he's looking at you, he doesn't see color. He just sees a potential transaction, an opportunity, or a detriment. And so that's not racism. I mean, that might be narcissism. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't know.
But that's fascinating.
But it's not racism, because I've watched him.
Sorry,
I've watched him do it. It's like a worse level than racism. You know what I mean? It's like racist against everybody. You know,
he had 11 days in the White House as the chief of communications, right?
Right.
And he's the expert on Donald Trump now, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, part of what he's saying, though, has a ring to it in the sense that I think Trump goes after anybody and everybody for whatever reason, like the president himself has said, he's a counterpuncher. So I don't think that he's reserving things for particular skin colors or ethnic groups or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you get on his radar and it's the wrong radar to be on, then you're fair game.
And Jeff up in Valdosta, our expert paper relocator up there, is saying, hand me the Parmesan and Alfredo sauce, please, for dinner.
Right. Well, you know, it's so sad because we continue to see in our society the constant, people trying to drive wedges, however they can, racially or ethnically, and what that does, it keeps us from actually making good decisions as a society and moving forward with governance, as otherwise we're bogged down in name-calling and these kinds of things, and we got to find a way to get past that stuff.
Yeah, we do.
And we do.
And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we normally do at this time in the program. Now, I'm going to get to the Hong Kong chaos because I'm kind of trying to do an update here as we're talking about. I'll probably have to do that during the break because there are some things going on. Because it appears now that the Chinese military is either in Hong Kong or they're right there along the border ready to come in to restore order.
Right, yeah, we've got all kinds of reports of them massing, getting ready to come in.
About 12,000 troops.
Exactly, and they're already starting with this idea that these are like terrorist-type acts and this kind of stuff.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and here comes the phone number as to how you can reach us if you want to opine on anything. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
They're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, a little Bob Seger bringing us in that time. You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. And you can go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com to find out where your local agent is, unless you already know. Because GEICO's been saving money for people for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, I'm one of them, by the way. Now, you can go to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, and you can put your zip code in there, and you'll wind up with your local agent. You'll know who it is if you don't already know it, because they can insure just about everything you own. They can offer coverage for your car or your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your RV, and get this, they can even underwrite your homeowners and renters insurance, too, at the local GEICO insurance agent. So, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out where your local agent is and take it from there. And happy camping, everybody. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, Hong Kong. The riot police stormed the airport yesterday to get the people out of the airport, correct?
Right, yep.
And there was some damage done there, some people arrested, some people hurt, correct?
Right.
And, of course, protesters have tied up communist infiltrators that have tried to make it look like they're a part of the movement because they don't want to, for whatever reason, they don't want to be associated with the communists. They want to be associated with the good guys, the Americans, which is why they're waving American flags, some of them, and singing the national anthem, some of them.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, with the riot police that are there, we understand that right on the border, there's about 12,000 Chinese regular troops that are right there ready to come in at a moment's notice. And it looks like as if they are going to come in to restore order and take back, if you will, control of the city streets, because these protesters are not paying any attention to the rule that they can't go out in the street and demonstrate. So not only are they on the streets, they're at the airport.
Well, that's right. And we do have some reports of protesters have thrown bricks and eggs and things like that at police stations and at police. They've said, at least according to one report I've seen, 149 demonstrators were arrested over the weekend. And that's of some 700, I think, up to this point. But yes, now what the propaganda outlets essentially, or Beijing, is beginning to use terminology like terrorism and existential threat to the local citizenry in Hong Kong, beginning to justify the idea that there could be some pretty heavy-handed action going on. But, of course, we can't get away from the comparisons that are already beginning and so forth to what happened back in Beijing in 1989 in Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
With that famous photo of the Chinese protester standing in front of the tank.
Yep.
So that really says a lot, and this is that kind of idea is coming back again. And what a lot of these protesters, at least from what we understand, they're continue to be concerned about the kind of society and rights that they believe that they would have following the handover now a little more than 20 years ago from the British Empire.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You can find out how to hear his program here right after the segment here. He'll tell you. Now, North Korea's Kim is apparently waiting patiently for the United States and South Korea to finish their exercises, if you will. And he wants to start talking to him about some sort of deal where they can declare some sort of truce and they can start getting food and start getting some supplies and maybe some revenue, some money, foreign aid from the United States and all that sort of stuff. But it's not going to happen in this present state unless somebody really, really gets to Kim and says, look, you got to stop all this and you got to play fair. And if you don't, then nothing's going to happen.
Well, right. And I think that's because, you know, President Trump, while trying to give the olive branches and photo opportunities and these kinds of things, I mean, you know, it just can't be said that Trump isn't trying to give Kim every single opportunity to parlay the idea that, hey, I'm going to be able to talk with the president, you know, the United States, leader of the free world, and we're going to be able to actually get down to business here. But with the way that North Korea has been acting, it's interesting to see, of course, that Trump is not backing down. They're going to continue with the war game drills, these kinds of things, and it's kind of reminiscent of dealing with a President Reagan, for example, who was willing to stand his ground on these kinds of issues, and that works. And President Trump is playing this out with North Korea. He's not going for the short term, but he is going for, look, I'm not going to change. If you guys, like you said, Captain, you guys need to get food, you need to get these kinds of things done, well, come to the table, but come in good faith.
Right. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. KyleWarrenShow.com is his website. All right. Well, we've got a caller. Let's see who we got here. Oh, it's Dan the Man. Okay. Good morning, Dan the Man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I heard Kyle Warren talk about 1989 Tiananmen Square.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Tiananmen Square? It's the biggest public space in the world. It's
correct.
Mm-hmm. It's open. And, you know, you could put light infantry, armor, all kinds of stuff in Tiananmen, which they did in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the numbers are a lot smaller that they released, or even intelligence agencies believe. I think the number was around 10,000-12,000 dead than what they say, 2,000 or 3,000. But Hong Kong's going to be a different kettle of fish because it has huge buildings. It has ancient narrow streets.
Yeah.
It is the financial gateway to the West. And whatever they do, it's going to be different. I think it'll be bloodier if they decide to use troops. But with I think that the Hong Kong protesters are already anticipating that. You don't know what you would do with infantry on the street if you're on a 30 or 40 story building dropping things onto the street. And you're going to see a different behavior out of China. He rules the place. It's his country now. He's president for life. I kind of believe that they're not going to do much. I think they've already done some things. I think they've infiltrated, the PLA's infiltrated the Hong Kong police. And you can see it because some of the Hong Kong police now speak Mandarin instead of Cantonese. And that shows you they came from the mainland.
Okay.
So that was just my comment.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. We'll talk to you later. All right. That's Dan, a man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
No, not at all. And I think that 1989 is on the minds, obviously, in Beijing. But I think Dan is right. It'll be a whole different sort of scenario if anything were to occur in that vein. But at the same time, you know, the world is watching. And he's absolutely right too about President Xi. This is a very, very different issue that we're seeing, of course, emerge in China, where they are literally consolidating their ability to have their to work with a single purpose. Have President Xi pretty much declare whatever he wants to do, a la Mao. He's sort of the new Mao.
Now there is evidence that the progressive left liberal socialists are losing their mind, coming from one Sarah Silverman, who happens to be an actress and a comedian. You know her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fired from her movie over the blackface photo that she took, or was taken of her, or whatever, so she lost her role in a movie, right?
Yes, I heard that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also conservative and liberal magazines are blasting Elizabeth Warren for her lie about Michael Brown because, she came out and said something that was not true about Michael Brown. You know, two of the leading contenders in the Democratic presidential primary are lying. She's one, Bernie Sanders is the other, that there's no other fair way to put it, this coming from David French. And he said flat out that they're spreading fiction, they libeled an innocent man, and stoked American divisions, all for political gain.
Well, that's the that's sort of the order of the day, isn't it? It's they believe that it works. It does to some degree, especially if people aren't willing to check things out for themselves. And we can go right to Joe Biden, who says we go for truth over facts. But I kind of like truth and facts, to be honest. Of course, the idea is that people need to get the facts. And when you have some in the media who don't really want to spend a whole lot of time ferreting out what did the candidate say or point out where it was wrong, then sometimes those kinds of statements can do real damage.
And Joe Biden is not the answer to the Democrats' prayers. I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that with all the gaffes that we keep hearing him saying, I'm going to say that he will not be the candidate. I'll be very surprised.
I'm with you there. I think we're going to see some interesting.
All right. Well, talk to you tomorrow night. We're going to go on out here, and we're going to give Lowrider a chance to come in here. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Here he is coming back in there, a little Lowrider getting it going for you. And I'll be right back. Take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Bible report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio, a little song for that left lane. Goes like this, come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that says I'm my dad's. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well,
Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Yeah, buddy. Ray Carlisle from 1979. It's the old Rooster Cruisin' song there, and he is Rooster Cruisin'. This portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Byway, brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J, wherever that might happen to be. They're all across the country. So when you see the pilot sign or the Flying J sign, pull in. Check them out, give them a shot, and you'll find out that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go. An excessive heat wave continues to persist in parts of the South, while intense heat, and I mean 115, 120 degree actual temperatures, builds in the desert southwest into California and the desert out there. Now, also into the Grand Basin. Heavy rainfall will be possible across parts of the southeast today, including Florida, especially all of the Carolinas, South and North Carolina, and severe thunderstorms with damaging hail and winds are possible in the southern high plains, up into Minnesota and North and South Dakota, and down the line into Kansas and into parts of Missouri. Just have to keep your eyes on the weather and see what happens. By the way, unsettled area of weather tonight south of Cleveland in Ohio, and also in the North Carolina, South Carolina area, central part of the state on both sides, unsettled weather tonight. So let's get started with what we got going. Now, down here in Florida, we have got some rain showers right now in the mix from the Tampa area south towards Naples, and they're scattered, to say the least. They're inland. But as the day progresses, they'll build up again. We'll see more rain across those areas. So it will move from west to east first to begin with, and then come back maybe later in the day from the east to the west. Now, going up into Florida, into the panhandle, you're going to run into the high heat again from about Pensacola all the way into Mobile, Alabama. Then you're going to run out of it, and you'll run into it again when you get back in Louisiana over there around Alexandria. You'll run into it again. It's going to be warm over there. The actual temperatures there will be in the 90s, but the heat index will bring it up well over 100 degrees. And the heat is going to continue all the way over into the San Antonio, Texas area, and all the way down the coast past Galveston, almost all the way to Brownsville. The temperatures, heat index temperatures above 100 to 105 or maybe 110. Most of the state of Louisiana will be in it. About a third of the state of Mississippi will be in it. And then, besides the panhandle of Florida, the first, 50 or 60 miles or so, you'll have the southern part of Alabama and, the southern central part of, Georgia, which will take you up to just south of Georgia. And if you're going up I-85, you'll have some of this high heat weather going up I-85 right into just over the other side of the Georgia line in Peach Country there in South Carolina. And then there'll be unsettled weather up ahead of that, so you don't really want to get up in there because you'll probably run into some pretty good thunderstorms. Now, going out west, and it's been this way all week long, going out west, Arizona from Tucson all the way across I-10 or I-8, take your pick, to certainly to Yuma and up on I-8 all the way to California to the way station, and then beyond that over into Barstow, California, by the looks here right now. You have got a high heat index, a very high heat index for temperatures ranging anywhere, actual temperatures outside, 105 to 110, a few 115s in the mix, but the heat index is going to be over 120. And they're advising, once again, nobody with any breathing problems, and anybody that's a senior that has problems in the heat, just don't come outside. Stay in your house. They're advising people to do that. Let somebody know what's going on with yourself, but stay in the house. Now, you got a new area of very, very hot weather tonight, and that's inland of I-5, right there in the big produce area, south of Sacramento, all the way down to, all the way down to Ontario, California tonight. How about that on the inland side coming down I-15 in that case, but also coming down California 99. So there you go. Now, in looking at the weather map, I do see some unsettled weather conditions in the northwestern part of Pennsylvania, which would include Erie, Pennsylvania, and that little short stretch of PA there on I-90. And then, of course, you've got the eastern third of Ohio tonight. You got some weather there. You do have some rain tonight north of Detroit up there along the lake. So you've got some weather there, so be advised of that. And then other than that, you're looking pretty good for the rest of the country. But remember, the Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot or Flying J. Now, pilots in particular have really ramped up their level of competency, if you will. Parking is bigger. CAT scales are there. Transflow Express documents, which means you can get your permits for your oversized, overweight, overhyped load. Also, they've got trip packs, so you can turn your loads in a timely manner. They've got truck washes close by, if not at the truck stop. Audiobook rentals for those of you that like reading the books when you're sitting still waiting for something to happen. They've got payphones if you need them, high-speed internet kiosks. They've got ATMs. They've got Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen television for professional drivers, too. And when it comes to that one, the wireless internet access, that is both inside and outside. So check them out. Check them out, Pilot and Flying J. I-85, I-77, I-26, I-20, I-95, all have those truck stops on them, all of them. Also, you'll find some along I-83, I-81, and might even find one on I-87 going up into Canada. Off north of Albany. But anyway, it is what it is. And everybody is there at a Flying J to work with you. The full-service truck stops at the Flying J's, the basic units that you have there at the pilots are totally different. And good morning, Eric. How are you? Good morning, Catwoman. Good morning, Road Dog. Good morning, Al. How are you? Nice to hear from you this morning. Good morning, Brooke. And let's see here. Good morning, Peter. And good morning, Wally. And good morning to Frank. And good morning to Scott. So those are people who are all chiming in, all members of the Captain's America Third Watch Army out on the highway, watching things that are going on. Okay. We're coming back with more and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.